Blog Talk Radio.
Are we just going to go live on here, huh? I think so. Let's get the live
cracking.
Can you hear me? Oh, yep. Y'all can hear me. So we should be live on the Tarot Lounge right now. Let's get into some things. Let's get into some major things. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back here with another video on the Tarot Lounge, okay? But this is a different type of video today. Granted, this is not going to be like our normal Tarot Lounge video, but I want to get into some things, and I think it's a conversation that needs to be had, and I'll tell you a little bit more in a second. Give me 1 second. For those people that are watching this for the first time, please make sure you guys subscribe, and please make sure you guys share this video. Hold on, I'm just posting it to my main channel, which is the Armand Wiggins Show. Okay, so as you guys know, this is the Tarot Lounge, so this is where I, you know, do tarot readings and things like that, but I'm really thinking about really changing this to more of like a spiritual channel where we talk about different things, you know, in the spiritual community. Also, I want this to be like a wellness and healing channel for those that are kind of going through things spiritually, and, you know, we try to heal spiritually. And so I want to provide a safe space for us to talk about different religions and kind of connect the dots on what's going on. I'm a person that comes from Christianity, Christian family, and, you know, they don't believe in like New Age or tarot or, you know, things like that. However, as I've gotten older, I've kind of grown accustomed to, you know, like the whole meditation and the kind of a little bit of the New Age stuff and manifestation and, you know, buying crystals. Like, I have a bunch of crystals, you know, I have amethyst, quartz crystals, selenite crystals. I even have little wands. And, you know, some of my family is like, you know, that's evil, that's evil, that's evil. You know, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. And so I kind of really want to open up the conversation here and see, like, what is it that makes, what, if there's anybody, because the lines are open, I would like to know if there's any Christians that have converted over to New Age, if you'd be willing to call in and tell your story why. And if you're any New Age people that converted over to Christianity, tell us why, like the pros and cons, and really help me understand and help the rest of us understand like what's going on. I want to create a safe space of dialogue for us to really understand spirituality. And I also, I'm also learning. I'm learning this as well because I'm very much so now into astrology and the planets. And now with this full moon on September 13th, today, Friday the 13th, the harvest moon, it's like, this is a moon that only comes every 30 years or something like this that lands on this day. So, you know, this is like a moment where a lot of people can manifest things and it's new harvest that's going to be coming. So all the seeds that you've sown prior to this moment, they shall come to fruition now. So I want to talk about what some of you, I want to know what you guys are expecting this harvest season, you know? So I really want to get into some things. And I think that I want to move this channel in that direction. So I say let's get into some things. Like the lines are open. So how we do it here, I'm going to open up the call-in number. Oh, actually, I could put the call-in number right here. Hold on. So you guys can feel free to call in and talk about it. Because I think the first thing for me is I don't think tarot is bad. And I think a lot of people that misjudge the tarot, I think it's more so. Oh, also, I want to do interviews. Like, there's some people that I really want to interview, like the Leo King. I really love him. Shout out to him. He's super dope on his channel. I want to interview atheists. I want to interview pastors. I want to interview witches. I want to get into some things. Like, I really want to understand what's going on, you know? And so it might be a lot of different type of entities here, but I want this to be a safe place for people beyond their belief, just people to have a conversation. So it's going to be an interesting, it's going to be interesting, but I think that, I think you guys can handle it. And I think that it will, be pretty good, a good conversation to kind of get into. So, okay, we got a first call. All right. 804-6381. You're live on the air.
Hi there. My name is Rue. I'm the one that said that I'm a tarot card reader.
Okay.
Yes, hi. So I just started following you, and let me tell you, this is synchronicity right here. It's so crazy
okay.
how I came on YouTube and saw you doing this. So I have a background in the Church of Christ since I was a child. I'm 25 years old now. So from like 0 to 18, 19 years old, I was in the church, but I never really felt at home, but I was forced to do it by my parents. But so that's all the background I knew. But when I would get down on my knees and pray to God at night, I would just ask God to tell me the truth, no matter what that truth is. And what fell in my lap is tarot reading and oracle card reading, like literally, like I found a book on it. I kept seeing videos about it on YouTube, and it literally just fell in my lap. So basically what I'm saying is that when I ask, which now I call the divine, to tell me the truth, no matter how hard it is, I found this really more so on the, like, the spirituality portion of things, like, you know, meditation, reading oracle cards, tarot cards, and things of that nature. And I feel way more at home in myself, as well as, you know, more in tune with God, or, you know, the divine, more than I ever have with being a Christian for those many years, because I feel like I was more so forced into it, and it wasn't really aligning with my spirit. But now I see what is aligning with my spirit, and that's why I've, you know, made my own channel and, you know, and trying to help people with tarot card reading so they can reach their full potential as well.
And you know what? And I kind of agree with you to a certain degree, because, like, for me, I literally was like, as a kid, like, I was like, I always kind of been into like magic, but I was always taught that that's bad and, you know, don't even get into it in any way. And so I had bought my first pair of tarot cards when I was like, I think 15, able to go to the store and buy them. And then I lost them because my mom was like, no, those are bad. And I put them away. Then a few years later, I bought them again. Then I got rid of them, and I would buy them and I would get rid of them. But then then up until this year, I kind of bought them and they stuck. You know what I mean? But still, I had such a hard time with the acceptance from like my family and things like that, because it's like, oh, you're pulling cards, you're playing with, you know, you're playing with devil spirits, you're playing with, you know, and I think the issue that my family kind of has with it, if I will, it's kind of like, even with the new age, the whole new age movement, I know my mom's biggest thing is like, she doesn't like the idea that, you know, everybody replaced, it seems as though the word God gets replaced with everything else, like with the universe.
Yeah.
And
I just had a conversation with my friend about that. I did. But the thing about that is, now I'm no guru on this, but the term God is not, from my knowledge, the real name of what encompasses the divine. I do believe in God. You know what I mean? And my friend was like, well, why do you keep saying the divine? You're making people think that you don't believe in God. But that's the part is, this is me. This is what feels correct to me spiritually. Nobody else. And that's the part is, like, with the family, like, when I feel like I have a message right now, like, from spirit is, like, that's them. You do you. That's your spiritual path and your spiritual journey. Just like with me, I was scared as I was very scared to, you know, come out and start my channel and do all my tarot card reading. But I felt like I have to do it because I feel like I have to be of service of what my calling is, whether people who are my family or friends like it or not. I got to do what's right with me. And like you said, like how they, like you said, that the tarot cards maybe start popping up in your mind again. It's because that may be something you need to do. But it's like, you know, when you're conditioned as a child to believe in certain things because that is what, you know, your family taught you, it's hard to go against that. But sometimes you just really have to go through it, and that's what this moon is really about, is bringing things up that are supposed to align with your spirit. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, I don't know. Honestly, it's an open conversation here. I really like, I really think that this channel should be a place where everyone can talk freely. And so I like that you were able to call in. And listen, we don't have it. You're the only caller right now for now. But this is what I think, this is great. So what are you expecting out of this harvest moon? And kind of like, how do you what are your plans for tonight?
Well, my plans for tonight are, well, number one, I already did like a spiritual bath where, you know, I do the Himalayan sea salt and I kind of like remove the energies from the week. And also I do oracle card readings and tarot readings. So I made two videos tonight that I put out about the signs. And I also made a video last night about the moon, because that is my path. My path is to do, you know, put it out there for other people to consume. So that's what I feel like this moon is about for me, is to do things that align with my spiritual journey and not be afraid, even if it's different. Like that is what it is. And I, tonight I will be praying and trying to manifest on that and doing affirmations. Like, I will, you know, be successful. I will find happiness, you know, things to boost yourself up. That's what I think it's about. And like, and with the Pisces moon is, a lot of people right now may be like, you know, being like in an illusionary state where it's like, okay, well, I know I want to do this, but you know, my mom might've told me this was wrong in the past. So, but that's an illusion. You know what I mean? We got to get over that hump of the illusions and get to what's real with us. So that's what I think this moon in Pisces is about for me.
All right. Well, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for being brave enough to talk. And what's your channel so that we can all follow you?
Oh, well, my name on Instagram is Spirit Reads, SpiritReadz. And my channel on YouTube is also called Spirit Reads. And one more thing I have to say is, it's so funny you're talking about that tarot card reading, because literally a week ago I was scrolling through your channel because I just followed you and I saw where you did the tarot card reading. And I was like, well, why did you not do that? This is pretty dope. I promise you, last week, like, I literally looked and scrolled and I was like, wow. Isn't that a synchronicity? And this is a blessing that I'm supposed to be on this channel. And I thank you for what you're doing. This is what you're supposed to do. I'm going to just keep it honest and real with you. That's what Spirit's telling me to tell you right now. This is what you're supposed to do. And you're putting a platform, and I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people do as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good one. Sorry, I didn't mean to preach.
No, it's nothing. No, it's literally nothing wrong with that. Like, this is the platform outside of my other platform. This is the slower platform, so I have more time to talk. And to me, I really want to get into some things, like, because there are a lot of Christians that have left New Age, or, you know, that whole spirituality movement, but there's a lot of people that have left that movement and came back to religion because they've they found that, you know, the transition, they had to deal with a lot of spirits. Do you find, once you kind of got into doing tarot and things like that, that you were confronted with a lot of evil spirits?
Let me tell you something about that, right? Yes, I will say yes. But the thing about me that I'm very grateful about is that I am not afraid to call it out. Everybody on this planet Earth deals with some sort of negativity and, you know, evil. Just like in Christianity, they say the devil, you know, has its, you know, the devil's workers out and trying to mess with people's days and stuff like that. It's just when you get into the spirituality stuff, you see it more like face to face. But what you need to do is, if you do that, you need to call it out and say, no, I see what's going on right here. It's not going to happen. You got to believe it. It's all about believing. And you can't just be like, oh, gosh, I see something scary. Oh, no, I'm going to stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's like, no, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in the divine. Get away from me. You got to speak it out into existence.
Absolutely.
You can't just be like, oh, well, this is it. Sorry. No, speak it out and say, I'm not afraid. I'm going to speak it. Because I believe, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The divine, and that the divine has me and is holding me and put me here to do this for a reason. You know what I mean? And for me
now,
to be on this phone call now with you.
Now, do you believe, though, that there is definitely light and dark? Like there's light workers and shadow workers?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I really do, because I know when I go to this place in my area, I'm in Richmond, Virginia, and I go to this little, I guess, a holistic shop, or I guess, quote unquote, occult shop. And sometimes I get like incense and stuff from that and say from there and sage. And sometimes I get readings and things of that nature if I need help with something. But I know people in there, some of them do dark arts and black magic. And I'm not into that now. Okay,
yeah.
I try to move away from that, but that is very real, and that's where I think the foundation is, like even with Christianity, about the devil and God. I feel like in a way we are all saying the same thing in a way, just in different ways. You know what I mean?
Okay.
When it comes to that light and dark, everybody experiences positivity and negativity. It's just the way that you know, we're raised to think about it. Like, if you're in the Christian religion, it's like, well, Satan's coming after you. You need to pray to God that, you know, he can't, you know, I guess, enter you or, you know, make you sin, or and you pray to God to remove you from your transgressions. But, like, in the new age, it's like, you know what, divine – sorry, that's my child. She's acting up. But you're kind of just like, you know what, divine, I know there's negativity around me. Please remove it from me. Sometimes I may sage. I might have certain particular incense I use to burn around my home and things of that nature, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We got some more callers. But thank you for being the first one to call in on this new kind of sort of new way of, you know, talking spirituality. I think it's going to be a good thing for us to bring over to this side of YouTube, you know, in tarot.
I think it is,
and,
too. It's
and,
a movement.
You know what I mean?
It's a movement. Let me tell you something. For you to know this, you got something going on, and that's what spirit is telling me right now. This is a synchronicity right now.
Okay.
This is a synchronicity for me to be calling in for this and for you to be exposing it like this. This was supposed to happen, and what you're doing, don't think twice about it. I'm not saying you are, but I'm just saying don't think twice about it. What you're doing is right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Stay here. Okay, right. Let's take another call. 816-3738. How do you want to weigh in on this topic for tonight? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How do you weigh in?
Hi, Armand. I cannot believe I'm talking to you right now.
Yes, so, you are.
Yeah, this is the thing. So people in Christianity, I feel like religion is it's like, it puts you in a state of fear. So when people leave Christianity and get into what they call the New Age movement, they're already at a low vibration. So they're naturally going to attract dark experiences until they do the inner work to raise their vibration and attract better things into their lives.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with being evil. It's the vibration or the frequency that they're already on that's bringing the negative experiences into their life. That's my experience.
Okay, so are you Christian? Are you atheist? Are you New Age? Do you practice tarot?
No, I'm not.
What are
I'm
you
not
in, into?
I'm not Christian, and I don't consider myself New Age either. I feel like we're all aspects of God, and we can create with our thoughts. I feel like like the New Age movement, I feel like it's all positive vibes only, and I don't necessarily believe in that either. I feel like we should embrace our negative emotions so that we can raise our vibration so that we won't attract the negativity in our lives. Like, if you're on a low vibration, of course you're going to go to sleep, you're going to have sleep paralysis, and you're going to attract what you think are demons, but that's you're just attracting yourself. You can't run away from yourself. Whatever vibration that you're on, that's what you're going to attract when you are, you know, on this path. So it has nothing to do with it being evil. It's just what you are on the inside. Everything on the outside is what you're on the inside. It's all a reflection of you.
Oh, I think that's very, very interesting. I actually like that because I was talking to somebody and they were like, you know, you're getting into this dark, dark world. You don't want to wake up and be in sleep paralysis, you know.
No, attract what you are. We're all fighting demons, and if we don't do the inner work to battle those demons on the inside, yes, we're going to reflect that outside of us. Every situation that you're in life is all a reflection of what you hold on the inside. We are all wounded, you know, we all had a, you know, rough experience in childhood, and we bring that with us. And this whole path is about, you know, clearing the limiting beliefs and raising your vibration so that you can attract better into your life. It has nothing to do with it being evil, like especially Christianity and the whole religion. It's like all put you in a state of fear and anxiety.
Okay, so what do you do to kind of protect your energy, your peace, and keep your vibrations high?
I meditate. I meditate. Okay. I quiet my mind. And there's so many inner work techniques that you can do to raise your vibration. I feel like, I mean, I know a lot of times when we understand that our thoughts create our reality, we become scared of our negative thoughts, but that's the last thing you should do. You should embrace your negative thoughts, get to the root of it, so that you have to face it. It's called facing your demons. And I feel like meditation is a good way to start that. If you meditate, you get to quiet in your mind, you get to shut out the outside world, and you get to just be with yourself. And then that's when you start to, you know, sense the God in you. And you can really start to create and manifest things in your life.
And so, and for this harvest moon, how do you go about a time like this? So do you have any plans for tonight, or how do you set up for?
I'm doing a love spell tonight. I'm going out to the park, and I'm doing some spiritual work out in the park. And no, that's not evil. I feel like our souls are here to create. We can create money, we can literally create the life that we want to experience. We can do that through magic. We can do that through our thoughts. There's nothing evil about that. We are some of the most creative beings, and we're here to create. We're here to experience the dark and the light, if that's what you want to call it, and it's nothing evil about it.
Okay, so tell us, so what do you mean? So when you go out, so tonight you're going to do a love spell. Now, most people would say that spells, you're taking the ability of someone's free will and controlling it. So some people will look at that as shadow work. I'm not here to judge whatever it is. I'm just here to get an understanding. Whatever it is that you do, I just don't know. So I would like other people that's watching that may come across this to understand the difference. This is where you educate me and the rest of everyone else.
Well, I feel like the spell that I'm doing tonight is really to let go of the blockages I have that are making me and this person not get along very well. It has nothing to do with him. I'm releasing all the blockages within me so that if it is meant for me and him to be together, we'll be together. And as far as, you know, messing with people's free will, I feel like you can, if you have a desire for anything or anybody, it means that you're meant to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're desiring anything, and as negative as that might sound, it means that your soul wants to experience it, and it wants to experience that for a reason. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I believe in parallel reality. So say, for instance, I have my eye on a man, and you know I want to be with him. I feel like there's a reality where I can experience that. It has nothing to do with him. I'm creating my reality.
Okay.
So I'm creating a reality with him, just like you can create a reality with anybody else. Like, it has nothing to do with anybody else. You literally create your experience. Whatever you want to experience, you can create that with your thoughts, with your magic. I feel like we're souls here to do just that. And I don't
so would you say, like, how would you title yourself? Are you a psychic? Would you be called a witch? Well, you know, who are you? Who are you?
I'm just a spiritual woman. I wouldn't consider myself a witch. I feel like I'm doing what I'm meant, what our ancestors were doing. I'm doing the same thing and learning the same thing that our ancestors were doing before they were taught Christianity. I wouldn't really consider myself a witch or a psychic. I'm just being me, and I feel like this is in all of us, especially us, if you know what I mean. I feel like I'm just, I woke up, and I feel like this is the happiest I've ever been. When I was a Christian, I was in a state of fear. Mm-hmm. But do you really think a God is going to punish? I love my daughter so much that if she sins, if she doesn't do what I say, I'm going to cast her into the lake of fire. No, it does not make, it makes no sense.
Okay.
It makes no sense. It's unconditional love on the other side. And if you listen to those near-death experiences, you'll see there's no judgment on the other side. Our God is not judging us. Our God wants us to experience everything. We're aspects of him, you know, in the physical, to experience everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or her, or whatever.
So, do you believe in God? Believe in God, or who do you pray to?
I believe in a higher power, but I don't believe that higher power is judging us.
Okay.
And I believe we're all aspects of that higher power, and we can do works. It says in the Bible, we can do the same thing, even greater than he. We can create, we can heal, we can create miracles in our lives. It's just all about the frequency we're on, and you know, by us fearing our natural power, we're behind. A lot of us are behind. If you fear this, it's just like, yo, we are so powerful. Cultivate your power. Use your magic. Make some money. Manifest some money. Manifest the life of your dreams on this realm. That's what we're here to do. We're not here to be fearful. We're not here to run away from trap. That's not us. That's not what our ancestors did. That is not us, period.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Armand. I love both of your shows. Thank you so much for talking to me.
No, thank you for, giving us some enlightenment on it. Here's another thing. Maybe you can give me some enlightenment on this. What is this movement now? I'm trying to understand the movement now of, like, this ancestor movement of people praying towards their ancestors.
Definitely. I don't worship my ancestors, but I do honor them. Our ancestors have been through hell for us, and I always set food out for my ancestors. I light a candle for my ancestors. My ancestors, they ride for me, seriously. Like, when I can't pay my bills, who do you think I call on? I call on my ancestors because they are in dimensions, and they can see what we can't see. They know when we need to buy a lottery ticket. They know what to do when we can't pay a bill. They know all that because they're in dimension seeing things that we can't see. They see everything. We're in 3D. We're raising the fourth and 5D, but they can see everything. And I feel like I don't worship them, but I do honor them. Like, why not? Like, keep them alive. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, boo.
Thank you.
All right, let's take another one. 917-8126. Actually, let me get the beat on here too. You know, we still in the lounge vibe. We can still get into some things. I'm glad you guys are here. The people that are here and getting into this conversation, listen, we're gonna do tarot readings here. I'm actually gonna get into some Reiki healing here. I wanna do a bunch of stuff. For me, my goal, I love how it makes me feel to empower others and to give others hope and things like that. So I really want to build this channel far beyond tarot, because I realize, like, sometimes in the tarot readings, it's like, it's cool, it's fun, but I feel like there's so much more. And I think, for starters, it's the conversation of bridging the gaps between the religions and the different spiritual communities, because so much of us get caught up in the religious aspect of it. And really, for me, it's just more so about raising your vibrations and living to your highest power and being the best being that you could be while you're here on this earth existing. And so I really want to kind of come together with the people across the country, across the world, and create a space where we can all network together. And that's what I want this channel to be about. And I want us to have some conversations that we may not all agree on. However, if we work together, we can possibly have an understanding. Let me get the music going. All right. Let me take another caller. 917-8126. You're live on the air. Hello? All right, I'll come back to you. Six five one two one seven six. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, Billy?
Okay.
Let's talk. Where you stand? How do you feel about this whole conversation?
Okay, so I'm in Minnesota. The one that you remember when you had that whole reading thing, and you was like, "Oh, this is heavy." That's me. The one about the pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I've been figuring out things, you know, and stuff like that. What I want to say is, like, I had an experience with a therapist. I mean, not a therapist, but a mind reader and everything. 10 years ago, me and my ex was walking into the mall, and she was like, "You was talking about pregnancy and everything, you know, before you walked into this mall." And I was like, "Okay, you know," I was like, "Okay, whatever, it's nothing serious." And then so she shooted my ex boyfriend away or whatever, and he started shopping in one of the little stores. And all of a sudden, guess what she said to me? She said, "You about to lose your job in 5 minutes. Why go up to Charlotte Russe?" And she was like, "Why go to Charlotte Russe?" And then they was like, "We got to terminate you." I was like, "Okay." Hmm. Ever since then, I've been believing in psychics and all that other stuff, you know? Like, it's been meaningful to me. And so reason why I connected with your channel, you know, is because of the things you have going on, you know, and stuff like that. And so when you said, like, things like a move, you know, and stuff like that, that's what I've been planning on doing. I've been planning on moving to Iowa. And even when calling up to your number, it said an Iowa number, and it all comes back to me, you know? Like,
so, wow, because you know, remember, I remember that reading we had. It was like, it was so heavy, and it was just like, you need to move. It was so much movement. And I was like, it's heavy, but it's not saying baby. It was like, move.
Yeah, like, I knew exactly what it was, but of course, you know how anybody would think, like, oh my God, never mind. I don't want to put all my business out, blah, blah, blah. So,
right.
When you said it, I was like, man, this is just like how I was at the mall, blah, blah, and, you know, so I was like,
I don't know.
Okay.
But even now, I'm picking up an energy on you, and it just seems as though, like, I don't know, like, you seem like a very nice girl, but I feel like there needs to be more confidence in you.
Yeah, I love confidence, you know. I get it. You know, it's just like, I used to have confidence, but, you know, after a while, somebody had laced my weed or whatever in college.
Okay.
And then
okay.
So I didn't even pursue my degree. So I
okay.
just, like, forget it. And so that's after that degree, you know, I just, like, no, I'm
you
not going to do
it.
But,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And you
I
lost your self-worth.
Yeah,
But you definitely need to value yourself again. That's what I'm feeling from you. You need to fall in love with yourself again and understand that, you know, you don't need a man. A man is not going to give you validation.
Like, when you have said that stuck with me when you have said, like, the pregnancy, like, pregnancy. Like, I knew what you meant, like, but, like, and when you was about to go with it, what I was trying to say was, like, I'm going to a sperm bank because, like, niggas ain't shit these days. But anyway, forget about all that. You know, but, like, that's my main plan because, like, I can't take no more abuse. I can't take no more of, like, bitch-assness. I can't take no more of that. Like, you know, like, it's just, you know, like, fertility issues, yes, that's what I have. But, like, sometimes you have to just give up on some things. And when I had said, like, does that mean I'm going to die since I'm not going to say it? You know, remember when I said that? I was like,
oh, because that's a death card? No, you're not going to die.
Yeah.
It was, but that was telling you that you need to let go of some things and be reborn to move on, which now it makes sense talking to you. You have to let go of all the failures in your life, all the things that you hate about yourself, all the mistakes that you've made. In order to get to where you want to be, you're going to have to let go of that mentality that you have, that stale mentality that you have about yourself. And so you can grow and be a better person for you, so you can vibrate higher. Once you know what it is, you know what's crazy to me? And, you know, I'm no doctor, and I don't know if this can all be true. But if you – there's so much power in the mind. If you could literally change the way that you think about yourself, you'll feel different about yourself. And who knows? That baby could come just because you mentally feel better. And so internally, your body is better. Have you ever have you ever had so much anxiety and you've gotten sick and you ain't even – nothing has really gotten you sick, but you've made yourself literally sick.
Yeah.
And then there's times where, you know, where you're feeling amazing, even though, like, you can have a headache, you can have a stomach ache, your arm could be hurting or some shit, but you having a good-ass day that day, you don't even notice the pain. Like, we have that much power.
It's so weird. You saying that because, man, like, that's how I was feeling the last 2 weeks. Like, I'm like, what the heck is going on? I'm having a good day. But, man, I'm very anxious and I'm very, like, tired. Like, why am I? I'm, like, having a good day. Like, I'm turning up, but I'm having, like, a weird day. Like, it's been that way. And I just wanted to reach out to you and be like, okay, so Tuesday you having that. You know, tarot. So I'm like, let me just reach out. So I'm, you know, so I thank you. I really do. Because
and I appreciate you because you keep me going. But go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, you are like my spirit. You ain't animal, but you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to connect to you like that because for a while, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't ready to, you know, do live tarot readings and call in because I was like, you know what, maybe I'm not really sure, but if I want to talk to the people while I'm pulling the cards, but you know what, hearing your testimony and hearing that it resonated with you really, you know, makes me feel good about it. I'm glad I was able to help you. But even now talking to you, I'm getting downloads and it's just kind of like, you definitely need to, you know, fall in love with yourself again. You know what I mean? And realize that you are a beautiful woman, no matter what. No matter, you need to know that you are value. You are, you can be a mother. You can be a wife. You can be successful. You have to believe it. And you probably don't have a lot of people around you to tell you that.
Yeah, right. You're right.
And you're probably a very sweet person, a very caring person, and then you probably bottle a lot of stuff in.
Yeah, I get that from my mama. She just got in a car accident 3 weeks ago, and so a bad car accident. But I 2 weeks later, I was like, Mom, like, I think I got my stubbornness from you. She was like, yeah, you got that from me. Mind you, she don't curse. She go to church, go to work. That's all she do.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, yeah, she finally told me. She's like, yeah, you did that for me.
Yeah,
because she don't want to. She just want her car fixed, but she don't want to actually go through all the getting her money, like her bag. She don't want to do all that. She's like, I just want my car fixed, so I go to work. Like, no, you can get a whole bag. Like, whole bag.
All right, thanks, love. But
all right.
We'll keep in touch, and then you know what, we'll continue to work together. And as I grow my power and grow my strength, I'm definitely going to be sending some healing energies to you. I definitely want to work with you one on one, and because I want to see, I definitely feel a connection to you. So
I feel like you're gonna give me the knowledge that I need. So I love you.
Love you too. Thanks, Bill. Wow. And see, that's what I love, because I felt the connection with that girl. You know what I mean? It gets me to the point where, like, I can get emotional. You know what I mean? And it's like, how can someone say that when I could get literally downloads and feel her energy and tell her exactly what's going on, that that's of the devil? Like, that's where it doesn't register to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can really, like, I can feel her. And I felt it. And I can feel people all the time. It's interesting. All right. 917-8126. You're live on the air.
Hi, Aman. I'm a little bit nervous. How you
doing?
Don't
be nervous.
Okay, I wanted to talk about intuition. People don't really discuss intuition a lot. Everyone just wants to talk about Christianity and different religions, but to me, intuition is that God's voice. I'm agnostic. Actually, I've been agnostic for 20 years now. I was born
Greek.
For
the people that don't know what agnostic is, let us know, because I'm not really sure what agnostic is myself.
Well, agnostic is what you are. It's you're spiritual.
Yes.
It's a spiritual understanding. It's all about the energy and stuff. And also, don't know if you realize it or not, but you are an empath. I'm an empath. I think we make up maybe 15% of the human population, and we're the ones that sort of keep everything together, because to me the world is just filled with sociopathic narcissists. So we're the ones that read people. We lead with our hearts. We absorb energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of the times we need to hide for a day to replenish.
Yes.
We just absorb everything. So, and also star seeds, star children, indigo children, also the same thing, empaths. So when it comes to Mother Earth, animals, anything in that sense, we feel it. We can't see any, it just triggers us. Also, diet, consciousness. I've been a vegan now for probably 4 or 5 years, and it's literally accelerated my intuition. If you can eat something and have a clear conscience doing so, understanding where your food comes from, even the stuff you buy, the stuff you wear, everything has a negative energy to it if it's not humanely taken care of. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But food is very highly important. The water you drink, a lot of people don't want to get into that when they talk about spirituality, but it's all connected on a conscious level. Am I talking too much?
No, I'm definitely, because what you're saying is like totally, it's real. And like going back to the empath thing really quick, I've been told that, and I've felt that for a while, but I don't really like to use those titles just because it's now starting to be a thing to where, two words that's been that's starting to be trendy right now to say everybody's an empath, and everybody's a narcissist. Like, those are the two words that everyone's using. I'm an empath, you're a narcissist. You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, I don't want to be the trendy person just taking on the word empath because it's the cool thing to do right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but you will know as a child whether you are or not. You're different when you're a child
and
experiencing certain situations. Just really affects you internally, and you look around and it's like, wow, I feel really alone, because no one's sort of thinking the way I am or the way you are. And a lot of people say they're enlightened, and I call it bullshit enlightened because they're just full of shit. Unlike you can see people walk down the street, straight away, just the vibe, the energy. I have so many stories, Aman.
Crazy. It's so interesting. It's so interesting, like, that you said that, because I used to smoke a lot of weed, marijuana, to be honest with you. Like, we're having an honest conversation.
Yes.
I can't smoke weed, though, because when I smoke weed, people laugh when I say this. No, but when I smoke it, like, I could literally see the spirits on people, and I could see what people are dealing with. And sometimes I don't really want to see that. I just want to see you for who you are at face value. I don't really want to go into those deep realms of that, if we're just out having a drink, what I mean? And so I have to limit that, because I could literally, like, it was so crazy. Like, I could literally see what demons people were dealing with. I could see people's spirits. I could predict what was going to happen. Then I would start getting overloads of downloads of deja vu. And I'm like, what is going on?
Visions, dreams.
Yes, it's crazy.
Yes.
Yes. And you also, people have to learn when to let go. It's your intuition, like whether it's a relationship, whatever it is, there's a voice in your gut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you meet a guy, you get a feeling, just walk away. Let it go. And the more you listen to it, the more empowered you become and the more free you become. You know, don't try to fight it. The intuition is there for a reason. And I just feel like the dumbing down of society in a sense. I just think a lot of people are not listening to that voice anymore, and you really need to listen to it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yes,
of course. Let me ask you a question. What do you read tarot cards or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I do. I bought the Morgan Greer deck because it's such a beautiful deck. It's the one with the blue and white stars on the other side.
Yeah, I've never seen it. You'll have to email me. You have a YouTube channel too?
No.
So how did you find us?
Well, love, I've been listening to you for like a year now. And
okay.
Yeah, I actually work for a major music company. I'm not going to mention who, but you talk about it all the time, and I completely agree with everything that you're saying. I'm calling from Brooklyn here in New York. So.
Okay. Yeah. So when I do my meet and greet in New York, hopefully I'll meet you.
Hopefully. But talking about the death card, really quick, when I met my ex-boyfriend, one of his best friends, creepy crawlies, I never liked him. And I kept warning my ex, look, there's something about him. That went on for probably 3-4 years, right? Cut a long story short, I called a tarot reader 3 days before it happened, and he actually pulled the death card. And I'm like, no, that means new beginnings, this, that, and the other. And 3 days later, my ex was killed with his son. And
oh, wow.
I kept telling everybody, it's him, it's his friend. No one believed me.
Uh-huh.
And then I came across his sister probably 6 months ago, and she said, you're right, it was him. He,
oh, wow.
You know, put everything together and stuff like that. So that's what I mean by intuition. But unfortunately, when you try to warn somebody, when you try to tell somebody, sometimes people just don't want to hear it. They don't want to know, you know, and that's unfortunate. So, but
were
anyway.
Were you ever a Christian or what? Because here's the thing.
Yes,
I've searched on
Greek
YouTube,
Orthodox, actually, which is
okay.
A little bit even, it is Christianity, but it's a little bit more intense, you know?
Okay.
Yes.
So why is it that it seems as though, because when I search on YouTube, it seems like a lot of people from the spiritual community,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this or not, but it seems as though most of them end up converting back to Christianity. And there's a few people that go from Christianity to the New Age movement. Do you understand, like, what the conversion from kind of like the New Age movement to Christianity is, or vice versa?
Like, I don't believe in organized religion. I mean, if you go back in history and you understand how it was all put together, even if you go back to Africa, let's say, Africa, Christianity is not an African religion. It's not. It's indoctrinated by white people, right? So, but then you go further back. You go further back 3,000, 4,000 years, and then that's where the truth lies to me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, and I just think they're just trying to sort of hide the truth in a sense. But when you study and when you go back and when you really understand and go back in time and really learn your history and just knowledge, you sort of connect the dots and you see how everything falls into place. Me personally, like, I don't know. I know many people that go to church on a Sunday and they're doing horrific things on a Monday. Like,
yes,
I believe the way you treat people, the way you treat Mother Earth, this is God, this is your life. You're supposed to be the best person that you are now, not because you're scared that you're going to go to hell.
Ooh,
you know,
that's heavy.
That shouldn't
that's deep.
Be more ammunition behind it. You should try to be the best person that you are today.
Okay, and last question, because I think that was a phenomenal answer to that. Last question, how do you have any kind of thing that you're doing tonight for the full moon today? Is there any kind of ritual that you do, or you just, you know, is there anything that you do for times like this? Do you manifest anything? Or?
Well, the thing with the full moon, I noticed that I have trouble sleeping during the full moon. I'm a little bit of an insomniac. So I tend to stay home and just chill. You know, nothing specific. No, I just want to be relaxed and in a good place. And
I like your energy. Exciting. And I can't believe that you picked up on my energy that way, because you kind of, I feel like you know me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm like, you're my brother from another mother.
You know, because you kind of called, you didn't ask me any questions. You're like, you know, you're an empath. You're like, you know what I mean? Like, You sound very confident in who you are, and you sound very sure of yourself. And, you know, it sounds like you and I could relate. And so I appreciate you calling in. I've never heard you before, but thank you. So thank you.
Yes, I'm a white girl, everyone.
But do you like this idea for this channel? How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I do.
You like this?
Okay. I do. It's really lacking in society, to be honest. And you're speaking from a non-ego as well. You don't speak from ego, and that's why I love and respect you a lot too.
And see, and this is why I kind of wanted to take it away from the Armand Wiggins Show, because you watch the Armand Wiggins Show. That gets crazy. It's a lot. And I don't want this to be about anything celebrity over here, because this is about the person. It's not about where you work. It's not about who the celebrity is. I just want... Eventually, you know, I would like to actually work with all these different entities and celebrities and heal, because I believe we all have things that we're going through. You know what I mean? And so I'm here to make the world a better place.
Like China stuff, I said to myself, oh no, I wish I could call you and tell you, no, don't do it. Because to me, that was dark energy. That was low vibration.
Yes.
Like, that is going to be a car crash. You know what I mean? That's going somewhere. But you live and you learn, but that's life. It's yin and yang.
Can't you see how she's gone? Can't you see how she's like, and you work in the industry, so you know how the spirits are there. Can't you see how far gone she is?
Yes.
Like, it doesn't take, the soul is not there.
It's like glass eyes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I always say lost people are the most scariest people to me. People that are lost terrify the shit out of me. Like, if you don't know who you are, that is really scary to me, because then you latch on to everything else and you don't know who you are, and they're the people that destroy people's lives, you know. But anyway.
Well, thank you so much, love. Have
thank
a beautiful
you, Armand.
Night.
I'll email
Bye.
You.
Bye. Yeah, email me, love. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, you never know who's watching, but I know what record company she's talking about. Shout out. Wow, it's incredible. It's incredible. I'm telling you, this is going to be a show where we can win so many souls. This is going to be a channel where I don't care what celebrity you are. You don't even have to announce it publicly, but I feel like, I don't know why, I've just got this message, this download, whatever, this intuition that I am going to literally have celebrity clients calling me for healing. And that is what I'm supposed to do. I'm literally supposed to save some of these people's souls from whatever, and whatever that means. Oof. All right, 217-1703, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. First of all, I just want to say I missed a couple of your last lives because I was doing some overtime at work.
Okay.
But I'm here on the Tarot Lounge. And this is what I got to say. Don't trust no nigga. Don't trust no bitch. And damn sure don't trust no Christian. Because them Christians be the main ones doing the most hypocritical stuff up in the church. You got the pastor sleeping with the parishioners. You got the wives dealing with the sideline hoes. You got the choir directors who was messing around with the deacons. Like, come on. The church folk is the most hypocritical people in the world. They want to tell you, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't be this way. First of all, who made you God? Who made you God?
Right.
Doesn't the Bible say, thou shalt not judge? You ain't my maker. Your shit stinks just like mine, honey.
No, I agree. My auntie sent me a song from a pastor today and or the other day, and I was like, this very same pastor is literally just had an affair on his wife and had a baby and suing the blogs and threatening the blogs if they, you know, do interviews with this side chick and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, and then like, and I'm not here to, you know, to belittle the Bible or any Christians or anything like that, because like I said, this is a fake.
I am.
Well, well, see, but hold on. But if I do that, but hold on. But you have to understand, if I allow that, then I got to allow the Christians to call in and say, don't trust no psychics and no tarot and no this and that. So you get what I'm saying? So we, if it's fair for one, it has to be fair for all.
You're right, but let me tell you something about that Bible. That Bible has been rewritten so many times, and a lot of that Bible's true context has been switched over because, let's talk about it, the majority of the people in the Bible were black. These Europeans, or I like to say Anglo-Saxons, have switched that to white culture. I mean, what white person do you know was up in Egypt? Come on now. You know what I'm saying? They switched the names. They switched the places. You know, I just don't have time for that bullshit. I really don't. I believe in the Most High. I am more spiritual than religious. I do have a belief of the Most High. But as far as that organized religion bullshit, man, forget about it. Forget about it. I will drink. I will smoke. I will go to the club. And if I want to go to church next day, I will. If I want to see a psychic, I will. Okay, I'm a free spirit.
And that's good, and you should. And let me tell you something. And I like that about you. And you know, I like you. A lot of people don't like you on the other show, but I like you because you're respectful and you have a good opinion. You know what I'm saying? And you rock with me, and I like your energy. I really do genuinely love your energy. I like when you call in. People are always like, hang up on her, but I'm like, I like your energy. You're a great person to me. And I definitely think that you should do that. You should be a free spirit, and you should also, anything that you want tonight, I think that you should manifest that and speak that out right now with this full moon that's absorbing so much energy. That's why they call it the harvest moon, because it's going to be the brightest moon. It's good for the farmers typically, because this is when their crops, you know, it puts so much energy into their crops. The crops can grow. So this is the moment where you can absorb a lot of that energy.
So, I know. I am so glad it's the full moon. I am so glad, because for some reason I've been feeling so different spiritually, and I'm like, you know what? Today is the full. It's the harvest moon, and I feel like the spirits are coming inside of me, and they're awakening things inside of me that I've been keeping closed off for years. And you know, I'm just gonna live my life. I'm gonna live my life.
Yeah.
And I was so mad, Armand. I was so mad. That I seen you did a live about the Queen, Nicki Minaj, and I wasn't able to call in. And I was also mad when you did a live about the transgenders. I'm like, oh, my God.
Girl, you know, that's a topic for another day. No. You want to talk about that? There's other ways. We can't talk about that right now.
But as far as your tarot reading, why don't you bring that onto your main channel sometime?
Well, because it's not really accepted as much over there, and I don't want to confuse it. I tried it. They didn't really like it. You know what I mean? The audience didn't really show up for it. We had like 60 people, so it's the same amount of people. I mean, close to the same amount here. So it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? It was like barely anybody on there doing it. So that's why.
Well, I'm going to support you on every platform. I like your personality. I think you're real. I think I think you're killing the game. And that's why people are drawn to you. And I'm going to continue to support you. I'm going to try to catch the majority of your lives whenever I can.
No, I understand that you have to work. But, you know, you know, see them later, you know, and thank you for the support on both channels, and continue being the best you that you can be. And no matter what people say, you have an opinion. What I like about you and what I respect about you is you have an opinion and you stand in your truth and you're not afraid to see, and you've seen a lot of things. What I like about you is you didn't just go against me when I was going through different situations with different bloggers.
Exactly.
You were able to see through the BS. You know what I mean? And so you had my back,
yes,
so I appreciate
yes.
it. So thank
you
so much.
And you know, when you were on Instagram Live, you're welcome. And when you were on Instagram Live and you were accepting people's requests, I was tempted to send you a request. But you're like, I'm like, I don't want these people stalking my social media because I don't have time for that.
Yes.
But I'm going to let you go because you probably got other callers, and you enjoy
yes.
the Harvest Moon.
All right. Thank
All
you,
right.
Bill. Have Bye. A good one. Bye. Yes, so I did have it on the other channel, but you know what? Let's grow this one. Let's make this a network in its own self. You know what I'm saying? I could possibly bring it on over there, but I really want this to be a spiritual conversation kind of channel, because I want it. Like I said, I want to do healing here. We want to have. I want to actually. You guys can book your tarot readings. I'm going to get Reiki attuned very soon, so I'll be able to, you know, do Reiki for some of those that are going through. And I actually, it's a more intimate setting. Like the caller lady that called in, like I can actually work with her and, you know, be a spiritual guide for her. And so with talking to you guys, I have a little bit more time. It's not so busy. It's not so crazy right now. I don't want to just jump into my other channel where it's 100, 300, 400, 500, 600, 7,000 people watching. And it's like a bunch of mayhem. Right now we can grow this and we can all grow spiritually together and get in a better understanding. So 347-9259, you're live on the air.
Hello, Amon. It's Marie.
Hey,
we
what's
met
going?
In New York. How are you?
Oh, Marie, I remember we met in New York. We sat next to each other too. Remember that?
Yes.
Marie at the restaurant.
Yes.
And we went to both. I actually remember you from both restaurants. You are the nurse. I exactly
yes,
remember
yes.
who you are, Marie. I told you I was never going to forget you, Marie.
And what did I tell you? That you were going to be a success and good things were going to happen.
Yes.
And you were like, yes.
yes,
I hope so. And look at you now. I'm so proud of you. And I see your
yes.
growth and it's going to continue.
Yes.
So, but getting back to the topic, I am a Christian.
Okay.
But I do have other knowledge, what people might call esoteric knowledge and things like that, because
okay.
the reason I started studying these things is because I don't even know how to explain. Okay. I was born a certain way with certain spiritual gifts.
Okay.
Like I'm able to see things before they happen, or I dream it before it happens. I pick up people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Sometimes, you know, I'll, like, just hear stuff or know stuff or, you know. So I was that way as a kid, but I didn't understand. Now as a grown woman and having studied and having, you know, done things to even increase that power, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's where all the knowledge comes from. I will never, you know, turn my back on Christianity and say I'm not a Christian. I do believe in the Father, you know, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the creator.
Okay.
And I believe that there are angels, you know, good spirits, bad spirits, what you might call demons. I do believe in getting help from your ancestors. I believe that you don't really die. Like your flesh
okay.
dies, but your spirit, the essence of you that was created, cannot die. That is my belief.
Okay.
So many things have happened. Like, for example, when my grandmother passed away, I knew the moment she passed away, even though I was home and I was crying. And she said to me, I heard her voice clear. What are you crying for? I'm all right. And I said, okay, fine. You know, and sometimes my grandmother will come to me, you know,
mm-hmm.
but, so this is my belief that there is life after death.
Okay.
That's my own personal belief. And I'll give you another example. One day, an associate of mine, she told me, girl, I think I'm pregnant. And she said, but I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me I'm not pregnant. And she said, I don't know what's going on. So I could feel another entity with her. And I said, you are pregnant. There's someone else with you. right in your body with you. And so then about a few months later, she went back to the doctor. Then they were able to test for the hormones, and it was high enough where they saw, yes, she is actually pregnant. So stuff like that happened to me my whole life. When I was young, like I said, I'm like, oh, God, I must be crazy because I didn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a teenager, you're like, what is happening? You know, but, you know, as you get older and you educate, it's very important to educate yourself in spiritual things. You know, that helps you, you know, to become, like you say, more centered. I do meditate.
Okay.
I do have crystals like amethyst and
I have my crystals here. I only have a couple. I'm actually gonna be.
I have rose quartz.
I have a rose quartz right here too. You have a couple.
Oh wow! Yes,
yeah.
So I'm very well versed in, you know, in the different areas, and you know, I like you were saying about the moon. The moon is a time for like making wishes. It's a time for magic. It's a time for, you know, doing your prayers, because being that God created the universe and created the planets have power too.
Yeah.
So that's where that all comes from. They're entities. They're living entities, and they have power too, because God, well, the creator's power flows throughout the whole entire universe and everything that was made. So that's why the moon has power, controls the tides. You know, it's very important. That vessel is important. So, you know, I don't really like to dabble too much in magic.
Okay.
But if I have a strong enemy and I gotta make them back off, or whatever I have to do, get rid of them, you know, out of my life or whatever, I know what to do.
So, and let's talk about that. Being in New York, it's a lot of magic out there. I'm sure it's a strong energy in New York City with magic.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
How do you filter through that? Like, what, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure, like, I would like to go to New York and actually go to one of those spiritual shops. I'm sure I would be like, wowed.
Oh, yeah, like a Botanica.
Yeah.
That's where I go to get my candles, because I know, like, what each one means and how you pray and you light your candle and you put your oil and what it does for you. Like, you might use it in financial matters or relationship matters or things like that, you know, because it's a long story. But, you know, there's the five elements, you know, there's fire, there's wind, there's air, there's water. All these things, again, are created by God and have power. And that's why the candles, you're burning the fire on top. The fire is what's sending your wishes out into the universe for all the spirits, the angels, God, everyone to look at and say, okay, I'm going to grant you that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like really, really, really deep. I want to just say something. Like, going back into the church for a minute, I think it's fine to go to church and everything, but I don't think you should get deep into the church people. Because, you know, a lot of them, you know, are hypocrites, and that kind of turns you off. And you don't want to turn your back on the creator because of people being hypocritical in the church, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to make yourself strong. You know what I mean? You have to strengthen yourself for your journey through this life. You know, it's not all about pleasing others. I also don't disrespect my Bible or negate my Bible. It is what it is. It's a message. The creator has a message in there. Even if it has been tampered with, whatever, it's still a message. There's still power in it. Okay. You can't say there's no power in it. When you read those scriptures, well, when I read them, it's like when I keep reading my Bible over and over and over again, I get, like like you say, like a download, like a message.
Yeah.
If I read one sentence, I might get two or three meanings to that one sentence. So I'm never going to disrespect the Bible and say, oh, you don't have to pay that no mind. Everything that's in reality is here to help you. All knowledge is here to help you. And that's just, you know, how I feel about it. But I'll let you speak. You know, I'm running my mouth off.
I'm just listening because it's so interesting to hear where different people are coming from. And literally, like, you know, I like the tarot cards, but even without the tarot cards, what actually prompted me to even get the tarot is because I, like, intuitively, I would just get downloads and see stuff and hear visions and get messages. Like, Mm-hmm. Literally, I could almost probably do it without cards. And I'm like, I don't know
exactly.
But how do you
let me ask you
that?
Something?
Like,
were
how do you ignore that?
You can't. You're not supposed to. Were you like that as a child, or did it gradually
yes.
you got
well,
these
I was
gifts?
Like that as a, okay. So I'm gonna tell
okay.
you. I'm gonna tell you. There was this girl. I don't know. I was like in sixth grade,
mm-hmm.
and she was. We were doing like this light as a feather, stiff as a board thing. She was like, "Let me show you." I was like, "Well,
oh,
my parents said I
like
can't
from
play
the
with
craft."
That. Yes, from the craft. And she was like, you can't do that. I said, you can't do it. She said, no, I do black magic, but you can do, she called it white magic. She's like, white
mm-hmm.
magic is good. And every
I know what
that
those
moment,
are.
I kind of felt like I was like so intrigued, and I would always see stuff, hear stuff before they would happen. And I would have like, I thought it was just always deja vu, because I would literally like all the time just get downloads of stuff and see visions of stuff, and just things would happen or I would speak it and something happened. And like, it was scary. Like even people that would bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it
I was,
is
I,
when you don't understand I, what's happening.
Even
yeah.
in my mind though, I had, you know, I was like, you know what? Oh, I don't like them. I wish they would just, you know, disappear. And they would disappear. And I was like, oh my God, like it was crazy. You know what I mean? It was like,
so you
crazy,
have a lot of
crazy.
Power. It seemed like you're like me, like you came here this way. You were born this way.
Crazy.
That's probably what it is. And sometimes things run through the bloodline too. I don't know if there's anyone else in your family that may be similar to you. You should try to find out. Sometimes things run through the bloodline, but sometimes you were just chosen specifically. So I'm real curious to know which one it is with you. Were you chosen specifically
yeah.
to have these powers,
know.
Or is it running through your bloodline?
And I don't know, because I never looked at them as powers, because you're never, like, I was always like, you know, it, whatever. But it was something that never left, you know what I mean? And I've always
no.
felt this thing inside of me, and I'm like, you know what? No, like, even now, like, that's why we're doing this show, because I'm like, I'm drawn to this spirituality. I'm drawn to this. But it's not just necessarily to sit here and pull cards. It's to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's to understand. And I'm really here to heal. There was this lady.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a singer. I'm not the best singer, but I know how to sing a little bit. And there was in my. She was on her deathbed. Her name was Lynn. I'll never forget this. And my grandma took me to her. She was just laying in her bed. She was at home, and she was afraid to die. And
yes.
they were always like,
it is a fearful
so
thing.
So I sang to her, and she died. And she like, she literally was like, she, but I sang her through, but I didn't know that I was doing that because I was 8 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you came here like this.
Yes.
And
so she was
and
able
God
to put
the creator put this gift inside you. You know, it's nothing wrong
yeah.
with you or anything like that. He just like God is a creator, so we as his children also create, like you say, with your mind power. When you know how to use it, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. If you think negative
yeah.
thoughts, then that's exactly what happens. When you think positive thoughts, that's exactly what happens, you know, because you are a creator just like the creator creates. And he gave you these powers, these gifts to help you and to help others. It's not nothing wrong with you. Because I used
yeah.
to be, like, you know, nervous about my gifts when I was a teenager. I remember one day being in church, long story short, my grandmother's pastor had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there, I'm praising God, you know, and God says, go speak to her. Tell her that I'm going to heal her of this cancer. And I'm like, no, I can't go talk to her. She's the pastor's wife. And, you know,
yeah.
she's going to think I'm a little nut job, you know. Like,
right.
I can't. And he's telling me, go. And he's, like, kind of pushing on me. I said, you know what, I don't want him to punish me if I don't listen. So I'm going to go. So I went. I was so nervous. I was shaking. And I told her exactly what he said, that she was going to be healed of her cancer and not to worry, to just have faith. So she looked at me real good because she was an older lady. She looked me up and down, and she looked me deep in my eyes, and she said, okay, thank you. And she went on about her business. Do you know this lady got healed of cancer?
Wow. That's incredible.
Let me tell you, so you can't help but love the creator. Even though you go through heartache and bad things in life, you can't help but love him when he mm-hmm. has touched you in these ways, you can't mm-hmm. help but love him. And so many things like that happen to me, so many things. And it's scary, too, because sometimes the things you see is not good stuff. So you'd be like, oh, my
yeah.
God.
And my thing
okay,
is just,
that's
and,
the crazy part.
And my thing is this. I never want to be dibbling and dabbling into something that will, you know, will damn my soul. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Me too. I never want to feel that way. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, how can I ignore the fact that I'm on the phone with that lady and I'm literally getting a message to her? Like, I literally pick up energies. I can literally, oh, my God. Like, it's just so crazy. Like, I can go on. I've had stories upon stories upon stories. Like, I literally was at, like, a friend's house one day and somebody, they were leaving the house and they were mm-hmm. outside and I didn't know these people and they were just sitting there, right? And they were getting in their car and getting mm-hmm. ready to go. And everybody was talking, and some of my friends had kind of went back inside the house, and the other guys were kind of like on the side of the curb, like getting ready to leave. And I was kind of chatting with them, but then the night got really still. And my spirit was like, all right, just go. Like it got, like I could hear and I could feel, and it just got still. And I was like, all right. And I walked back in the house. 30 seconds later, that car got shot up.
No, yeah, I remember you telling that on the
like
air. I think you said it. Yes.
Crazy.
And that is the spirit protecting you. So when you hear that voice or you feel that push, listen. Quick story. I was driving a long time ago, and I'm sitting at the light. The light turns green. The spirit said, don't move. I said, okay, I'm not moving. I sat there. Everybody's going, go, go, go. Do you know somebody came through the light the opposite way, about 80 or 90 miles an hour speeding? They blew the light. And if I had gone, I probably would have got hurt bad or killed.
Wow.
So this is here. These gifts is here to protect you and for you to help yourself and help others.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I got like a million stories like that. A million.
Yeah,
like you say,
too.
So many things.
So many
like
things.
One time, my mother, she's like, I can't find your nephew. I told him to come home from school. He won't come home. He won't pick up the phone. Can you call him? So I call him, and he's like, Auntie, I'm on my way home. So then I see a vision, and I see where he's at. I said, yeah, I see you walking there on Clinton and Park Avenue, crossing the street, crossing over Park Avenue. He said,
yeah.
Oh, I said,
yeah.
You go home now. And he ran home so fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a lot of stuff just like that, you know. And I have accepted, you know, that this is me. This is who I am. I don't tell everybody because, you know, when you met me, I was what? Kind of quiet, right?
Yes, you were.
But being that you are opening up. And it's great that you're having this discussion and opening everything up on the air. I really feel your channel will be blessed. But, you know, I was like, should I call her mom and tell him? He's going to think Maria's nutty. Should I tell him? You know, I was like sitting here debating with myself. I said, you know what? Just be brave. Just call. Just talk to him, you know?
Yes. I'm glad you called.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, if you come to New York and I'm available, I can bring you to the Botanica. You can learn, you know, what things are. And there are dark things and there are bad things. And I don't really dabble with that because, hey, I don't want like a whole bunch of spirits in my apartment. I also use
right.
the sage. When
yes.
I'm feeling like depressed and stuff,
yes.
I say, you know what, it don't feel right in here. I burn the sage, which is what the Indians, you know, used to do. And I open mm-hmm. my door, my windows, and I get everything that shouldn't be there because it attaches to you throughout your day. Being around people, their bad energy, their bad spirits attached to you, then you bring it home. Then you be like you say, you're an empath. Why am I depressed? Why am I depressed? Because other people are depressed.
Thank you, Maria.
So, yes, you do have to clean your house out maybe once a month at least. And then after you do that, you'll see how it feels light and beautiful. And, hey, I could pray and meditate again in peace, you know. And I'm telling
yeah.
you, I mean, one more. I don't want to keep going because I know other people got to speak. I was on the train, and so I'm sitting in front of this man, older man. He's got nothing but a camera. So I'm picking up his energy, and I'm like, this man is a pervert. Possibly a pedophile. He don't have good
mm-hmm.
energy. So he's looking at something, and I said, oh, my God, this man is looking at my behind. So I'm trying to, like, move away from him. He's sitting there. He starts rubbing on the camera, I said, you know what? I'm getting totally away from this dude because he's a pervert.
God.
And I felt like he had been taking a lot of pictures throughout the years of people and maybe kids, too, like some kind of perverted pictures. I said, oh, no. And I got away from him, but I was just like, oh, God. Now, somebody else wouldn't have noticed that. But somebody like you or somebody like me, we'd be like, I got to get away. Yeah, I mean, it's a daily things happen. I'm sure daily things happen with you. And, you know, it's a richness to life. But like I said, when you see something bad, that's when it's scary. And you'll be praying, like, for it not to happen. And a lot of time it happens anyway. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay, so
all
that's
right,
the scary
part.
All right,
we got to take some more callers. Thank
you,
love.
Yeah, go ahead.
Call
God bless
again.
You, and I will talk to you
bye.
Soon. Okay, bye.
Okay. Yeah, guys, this has been fun. Okay, so we're going to take one more, and then we'll probably do a little small wrap-up. Let's see. 937-8967, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just tuned in. I'm listening. I just started following your Armand Wiggins show, and I've just recently just started getting into, like, tarot card readings and crystals and things like that. And I feel like I've always been spiritual, having a Christian background, like growing up as a Christian. And the one thing that always attracted me to the Christian church was the choir. Like, I don't know what it was about the choir that resonated with me, but I've always been into choir. So that's what kept me in church as a young boy. And I've always known that I've been gay my whole life. And that was one thing I've always battled with being a Christian. And learning about the Bible and reading the Bible, I always saw the contradictions and inconsistencies in the Bible. And I was always taught, if you, you know, have questions, ask. So I would go to clergy and people of authority in the church and ask questions on things I'm confused about in the Bible. And that was around the time I was learning my context clues in school. So when I would read things and something didn't sit right with me, because I'm reading between the lines, and it's like, okay, that one word just restructured that whole entire, you know, sentence or whatever in the scripture. So I would have questions about it, and I always got the answer, like, you're never supposed to question God, and always trusting God. It's like, that isn't a, like, really solid, concrete answer for me. So that's something I've always battled with. And as I got older and becoming an adult, 18, 19 years old, I started to really understand more truth and getting to learn more things outside of just Christianity, like studying other religions, studying the occult and esoteric things. And it broadened my mind to where now I'm more open to things and have a more broader understanding of things. And my thing is, with the Christian church and the Bible itself, I feel that Christianity depicts God or the Creator in this bipolarish mood swing type of atmosphere, and they try to personify the Creator when the Creator is in your essence. Like, the Creator exists within all living things, like even the planets themselves, like this entire universe. One is all and all is one in my eyes, and that's what I truly believe. And spiritual alchemy and learning about things like sacred geometry and things like that got me to understand that. And it's just, I always find myself getting into these arguments with Christians. I don't know what it is. I can have conversations for hours with people that are spiritual, atheists, Hinduists, Buddhists. And it's like, it's just when it comes to the Abrahamic faiths, like the Christianities, the Judaisms, the Islams, like there's always a tug of war and a back and forth. And it's like, I'm not trying to make it an argument. I'm just trying to get you to entertain a thought, like, what if it's more than what you currently have an understanding of? Like, what if there's more to it? What if it goes deeper than what you understand? Mm-hmm. And what if you're just scratching the surface of it from a certain mm-hmm. perception?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when I have conversations with people, I try to get them to step outside of their perception of things and step into another person's perception to see where they're coming from. I'm not asking you to agree with me.
Right.
To look at things from a different perception to see, like, maybe that is a possibility. Who knows?
Before you just decide, like, that it's bad and it's evil, it's this and it's that. Yes, I totally agree.
And it's like, and my biggest thing that I follow spiritually is alchemy, like spiritual mm-hmm. alchemy. It gave me a broader understanding of who this entity we call God truly
okay,
is.
Okay, explain that to me, because I don't know what that means.
Okay. Also, when I was growing up, I have to tell this quick story. I'm a big anime fan, so I used to watch this anime called Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of that show, there's a part where this boy goes through what they would call the portal of truth, where he meets an entity. And when he asked the entity who this entity was, the entity responded back saying, "I go by many names. I am the world. I am the universe. I am God. I am truth. I am all. I am one." And that means I am also you.
Mm-hmm.
And this entity showed up as a white silhouette. And I perceived that as a reflection of the being that's speaking to it. It's mm-hmm. a reflection of yourself, your true self, the mm-hmm. undeniable truth of yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it gave me so much of a broader understanding. That one little scene in that anime just kind of like really resonated with me, and just, it was kind of like a mind blower in that moment. And I just broke down and cried, because it's like, I didn't think something in a cartoon would be that deep to me and, you know, just sit with me so deep. And it kind of made me curious about alchemy. And through learning spiritual alchemy, it got me into learning other, you know, belief systems, as far as like studying back to the ancient Egyptian religion and sacred mm-hmm. geometry and things like that, and learning about the esoteric beliefs. And that's what mm-hmm. got me into like wanting to look into tarot and crystals. And growing up as Christian, I always was taught that that was bad. It was of the devil and it's evil mm-hmm. and to just stay away from it. And my mm-hmm. family has very, very, very strict Christian beliefs. Mm-hmm. And it's just things that I never agreed with. Like, they won't even watch a movie like Harry Potter.
Yeah, we couldn't read the Harry Potter book. Absolutely.
And it's like, this is just completely ridiculous. Like, I've never, and as a young boy, I've always been spiritually adept. Like, I remember speaking with entities and spirits, and my family used to think that I was talking to demons, and they would talk to my grandmother's pastor and he would try to pray over me. And it's like, this isn't it. I'm feeling like this belief system you're trying to force on me is what the evil really is. Mm-hmm. And it's drowning me in it. And the only beauty I really ever saw in Christianity was the music. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it was about the music, but the music just resonated with me so much. Like, I can literally go to church on any Sunday, and as soon as the choir is done singing, I can get up and walk out. Like, I don't need to hear the sermon or anything like that. I'm just content with hearing a choir sing. And if a church has a bad choir, I'm there.
So how old are you now?
I'm 27.
Okay. And so what are your plans for tonight? That sounded like I was like trying to ask you out on a date. That was really awkward. But no, it was more so like, you know, like, what are you doing for the harvest moon?
The harvest moon. I'm pretty much just praying over my city. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. And
okay,
this year in 2019, we've just been having like a lot of things here in our city going on. And mm-hmm. it makes me want to just leave. Like, I've always had this big plan to just move out of the country. but something's just always keeping me here, and I was born and raised here, and I love my city, but I just have a problem with the people in it, and I just see all the bad things that's just been happening to us lately, and I see my community really stepping up and really trying to be there for each other, and we just been taking hit after hit after hit, and it's just, I'm just praying for things to get better, like just to detox from all this negative energy that's been over the atmosphere of this city for so long. And we're trying to, you know, pick ourselves up, but it just seemed like we just keep getting knocked back down three spaces. So it's just time for a change.
Yes. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in and enlightening us.
No problem.
Make sure you subscribe to this channel.
Oh, yeah. I literally just did before I called.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. All right, so Keza says, Armand, we need to talk about frequency in sound. Music 432 hertz, healing natural earth's heartbeat versus 440 hertz, depression and anxiety. 440 hertz is what frequency music is recorded now. Oh, I don't know. I might get into that. Listen, we're going to get into a lot of things. Like, we're going to have like Manifestation Mondays. We're going to do music healing. I might get like a singing bowl. I have one now, but this one now, I use it for my sage. So I want to really get into it, but I just wanted to make sure you guys were actually interested in it. I actually prefer this over the other stuff, the celebrity stuff, because to me, this is more connecting. And I really feel like even when it comes to these celebrities, though, I feel like I can get into a healing space for them. So yeah. I'm loving it. I'm definitely loving it. So we're going to be needing some moderators specifically for this channel. And yeah, so we'll have fun. Without further ado, I think I'm going to get up out of here. People said, keep this going. I'm glad you guys liked it. So shout out to you guys. I don't know where my cards are. Let me see if I have some messages. Hold on. Let me see, because I got on my running shorts. I don't want to give you guys all this body. I got on my running shorts. I'm not trying to serve you with all this body right now. Hold on. Let me see. Do I have any general messages? I don't know. Maybe I've got the Three of Wands, I've got the Two of Cups, and I've got the Knight of Wands. I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is like someone who's experienced some kind of heartache, some type of pain, whether it's internally. I'm getting self. I'm getting self with this, because with this Two of Cups, to me, this basically is saying there needs to be there's a new emotion emerging. Either it's going to be a new reconciliation of finding yourself, like loving yourself and moving forward towards your goals and your passions. Or you could be in a situation with someone and it's time to move on from that. But in order to move on from the hurt and pain it's not resonating right with me. This is for someone personally. Someone personally needs to move on from their inner issues, their inner insecurities, their inner pain, their inner demons, so that they can create a new, a fresh new emotion, so they can create new relationships and really, really need to fall in love with themselves emotionally again. So they can, you know, garner new partnerships, new opportunities, and move forward with passion that they have. You know, move forward with those dreams with that Knight of Wands, because we all know what the wands. So if you don't know, swords, it's like your mind. The cups are more like an emotional kind of connection. And then the wands here is more of like an action. And it's like passion. And so I think there needs to be some healing from some heartbreak. And then it needs to be some self-evaluation, actually getting back in with oneself. And moving forward with this Knight of Wands to things that are more important and going forward within your passion. This is interesting. I had a King of Cups, and I'm not really sure what this King of Cups, it could also be maybe you want to teach. Maybe you want to actually engage others. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody who would like to mentor. Wow. But you're going to have to make it. Maybe I'm talking to my goddamn self. What in the this is crazy. This shit is crazy. So then I got the Two of Swords on top of this Two of Cups. What this Two of Swords says, like, the, you know, your mind, you're kind of torn between two different kind of things. You know what I mean? There's some decisions that needs to be made. However, with this Ten of Pentacles, it really shows once you make that decision, once you really think about it and meditate and manifest and do the things, it can be very lucrative for you, both financially and wholly in your spirit. You know what I mean? It can really, you can nurture a lot of relationships. It can really be fruitful and beneficial to your life with this Ten of Pentacles. Ten of Pentacles is very, it's fruitful energy. In all aspects, it could be monetarily. It can just be with your relationships. It's just saying like you have an overflow of abundance and success in your foundation. But then there's. I'm still pulling there. The tower moment. So at some point, something tower scared me sometimes because it's like, ooh, child, some things gonna have to shake up. You know, some things might have to break all the way down for them to glow up. Maybe that might be a second, and maybe that might be a whole different. Yeah, see, we get into that energy is switched. So maybe that's what that is, that tower moment. Since somebody said the tower moment is letting go of the blocks, I'm not sure. Oh, they said do more of the general astrology readings for next video or pick three cards. Yes, I think I am going to do some of those. I need to learn some of those, like the pick a card. I've really been interested on the pick a card. What kind of pick a card questions would you guys like? So we'll get into that. I'm trying to learn to pick a card, and I definitely will add some. I definitely will do some of the astrology. I'm really gonna try to get into the astrology. I have friends that are kind of really getting into astrology, and I want to understand like the moons and how it works. So then I can really get in depth with the readings. And actually, I want to actually, you know, maybe teach some. Eventually teach and mentor, and let's really get into some things and understand what these things really mean and how to manifest during these, because I really, when I want to, I can literally manifest anything. And like manifestation, one thing I will tell you about manifestation, and this is probably the most important thing I can tell you about manifestation, what I've learned in my life. If you want something to happen, you meditate, you manifest it. And how you do it, you say it, you speak it, and you believe it 100%. Not 99%. Not 98%. You believe it 100%. 100%, and it's going to happen. But you got to believe. And guess what? You can trick me, but you can't trick yourself. So you have to believe it. You can't believe it. You can't say, Armand, I believe it. No, no, no. John has to believe it for John. And that's literally how I manifested my YouTube channel. That's literally how I manifested my house. I believed it 100%. All right, we're going to get out of here. I want to leave you with some good vibes, good vibrations, good energy. You guys, this is great. This is great. It's scary, but it's good. All right, guys, have a great night tonight. Have a blessed night. And enjoy the harvest.